Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou a Helena, and on this episode, we're going to carry on talking about body parts in Portuguese. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is now on Patreon. If you're not familiar with Patreon, Patreon is a platform that allows you to support the projects you enjoy. You can become a patron going to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. I want to thank my patrons Francine Brown, Gita Barknovitz and Philip French. Muito obrigada! So on today's episode, we're going to carry on talking about body parts. On the last episode, we did all about body parts related to the head, a cabeça. Today, we're going to go through the body parts from the rest of the body, neck down. Okay, so let's start with neck. The word for neck is o pescoço. Okay, I know this one is a bit hard because we drop the letter E on the first syllable when we're pronouncing it. So we spell it, and I will give you already the spelling to help you understand. We spell it P-E-S-C-O, C de cedilha, O. And if I go very slowly, I say pescoço. Very slowly, pescoço. Coço. I'm stressing the middle syllable there, the second to last, co. Push, co, su. But when we say it rapidly, we say pescoço, dropping completely that letter E on the first syllable. O pescoço. That's for the neck. Let's do now our shoulders. And shoulders is os ombros, os ombros, let me spell it for you, como se escreve, O, M, B, R, O, S, ombros. And on this one it happened something we did before in last episode, when for instance we did olhos, eyes, and orelhas, ears. What happens here is that when we put together the article os plus the word for shoulders, ombros, we have two ways to read it. You can split the words and you can say os ombros, or more commonly, you can run it together and you say os ombros. So that S at the end of the article os becomes like a Z, like a Z, os ombros. And because we have a left one and a right one, and we learned the concepts for left and right on last episode, we have the left shoulder that we say o ombro esquerdo, and we have the right shoulder that we say o ombro direito. Let's do it again. Left first. O ombro esquerdo. Right. O ombro direito. Okay, so let's move on and let's talk about the arms. Again, the masculine plural first. Os braços. There's another C with a cedilha on this word. So, C de cedilha. So, we say B, R, A, C de cedilha, O, S. Braços. Os braços. On this one, we can't run together the os plus the braços, because braços starts with a consonant. So, there's no way to have that Z sound in between the os and the braços. So on this one, we actually say os braços. But we have a left one and the right one, so that will be a great opportunity again to practice the concepts of left and right. Are you ready? So the left arm first. O braço esquerdo. The right arm. O braço direito. And now let's talk about a word that is really, really important. I'm talking about hands. So the hands are so important for us. We have two of them, and the word for hands is a feminine word. So the article I'm going to use is as, and the word is mãos. As mãos. How do we spell this? Como se escreve? M A contil. So this A has that little accent that resembles like a wave, a little wave on top. So, and makes the nasal sound. Ah. And we have a nasal diphthong because we have A, O. So it goes like om. And then we add the sh sound with the letter S at the end. So let me spell it again. M, A, contil, O, S. Mãos. Feminine words. So, ash. Mãos. So the left hand, a mão esquerda. Notice that because mão is feminine, the word for left must be feminine as well to match the noun. Also the article is feminine, so everything is feminine. A mão esquerda. Right hand, can you guess that one? A mão direita. And as we're doing hands, why don't we talk about fingers? And this is a surprise for you maybe, but the word for fingers and the word for toes in Portuguese, it's actually the same word. So we have the word dedos, that could be to talk about fingers or could be to talk about toes. If you really need to make a distinction, we can add the idea for fingers of dedos da mão, of the hand, and for feet, the toes, we can say dedos do pé, of the foot. But in general, fingers can cover the 20 of them. How do we spell dedos? Como se escreve dedos? D E D O S. Dedos. Masculine and plural. Os dedos. If you just refer to one of it, of them, sorry, to one of them, or a finger or a toe, we say o dedo. Let's do it again. Singular, o dedo. Plural, os dedos. Okay, so we did, let's see, it's a lot of words already. So we did neck, o pescoço, shoulders, os ombros, arms, os braços, hands, as mãos, fingers, that is also valid for toes, os dedos. Okay, now I want to tell you about chest, back, and belly, or stomach. So chest is o peito, o peito. That word is valid also to say breast. For instance, you can use it even for turkey or for chicken. Like a chicken breast would be peito de frango, for instance. But it's also the chest. O peito. How do we spell it? Como se escreve? P-E-I-T-O. O peito. Now, our back. So back is actually, and this is interesting, a plural word for us, plural and feminine. So we start with the article as, and And the word is costas. As costas. As costas. Como se escreve? C-O-S-T-A-S. Costas. Always plural. If you do the singular of this word, a costa, that means the coast. So it changes completely the meaning. For instance, the coast of Portugal. A costa de Portugal. It's different from my back. As minhas costas. And so we did chest, peito, back, costas, and now the stomach or the belly, because we refer to this outside part that we can actually touch, we say a barriga. A barriga. A barriga. Como se escreve? B A R R I G A. Barriga. A barriga. So chest, peito, back, costas, stomach, barriga. Okay, so I think now we should go for our legs. The legs, feminine and plural. As, you guessed right, the article we need is as. And the word for legs, pernas. As pernas. Como se escreve pernas? P E R N A S. As pernas. That's right, as pernas, the legs. And now we can go and practice again the concepts of left, esquerdo, and right, direito. But because legs is feminine, it's more to, it's correct to say esquerda e direita. So the left leg, a perna esquerda. A perna esquerda. Notice again how all the words go feminine with A at the end. A perna esquerda. Do you want to try right leg? A perna direita. A perna direita. A perna direita. And to finish this list, I want to tell you about the feet. So the feet is in Portuguese a masculine plural word. So we say os pés. That's an easy one. Os pés. Como se escreve pés? P é com acento S. So it is with a P and a E with an accent to the right and then S. I repeat. Repito. P é com acento S. And this one also allows us to practice the left and the right. So the left foot. U pé. You just need to drop the S and it makes it singular. So, o pé esquerdo. We keep the accent though. So, pé, it's just two letters. P, E, com acento. So, it's just two letters, a P and a E, but the E takes an accent to the right. So, o pé esquerdo. And the right foot. O pé direito. Okay, so we did a lot. It's a lot of words. I want to repeat all these words with you slowly. Starting with the neck. The neck. O pescoço. the shoulders. Os ombros. The left shoulder. O ombro esquerdo. The right shoulder. O ombro direito. The arms. Os braços. The left arm. O braço esquerdo. The right arm. O braço direito. The hands. As mãos. The left hand. A mão esquerda. The right hand. A mão direita. The fingers or the toes. Os dedos. The chest. O peito. The stomach. A barriga. The back. As costas. The legs. As pernas. The left leg. A perna esquerda. The right leg. A perna direita. The left foot. O pé esquerdo. The right foot. O pé direito. The feet. Os pés. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Até a próxima. Obrigada. Tchau.